It's funny what you remember. I couldn't tell you more than a few sentences with shaky fluency despite taking 8 years of French, but I can tell you exactly what I was eating when my sister texted me to say she needed a ride home from the airport in 2009. I have no idea what I wore last Monday, but I'll never forget the sunflower jumpsuit my mom made me when I was 4. I don't recall how I got here, but the memory of the wind chimes outside my bedroom window when I was in middle school will live on forever. Ah, right. Possibly I need to explain. I am somewhere. Not entirely sure where or why or how long I've been here. I woke up in a bed, in a little room, in a motel on the side of the road, in the middle of nowhere. Seriously, nowhere. I haven't seen one single sign indicating where I might be. It's like the written word was blasted off the planet. I didn't have any injuries. I didn't feel drowsy or anything, so I don't think I was drugged. And I didn't panic. I didn't panic at all, actually, which is very weird for me because I have a particular talent for catastrophizing. I felt perfectly fine, just a little confused. The other odd thing is that I'm not hungry or thirsty. I do still sleep, but mostly just because I want to, not because I got tired. It's the strangest thing because it doesn't feel strange. I know that my name is Dahlia. I know that I'm from the Midwest and that I love cantaloupe. I know that my knees pop when I stand up. I know that I'm a terrible singer. I know all about myself, except for why I'm here, why I'm alone, and why I'm so fine with it. I know one other thing. I know I have to keep walking. I set out yesterday after spending 2 days in the motel. According to the clock in the sky... Oh, yeah, there's a clock in the sky, by the way. I've been walking for about 12 hours now. The clock is blue and black. The sky never changes from a silvery blanket of clouds that look like snow, and the trees... Well, it's warm outside, comfortably warm, but the trees are so vibrant. Red and orange and gold like it's autumn. And the grass is green like summertime, and... It's really weird is what I'm saying, but also incredibly beautiful. I'm surrounded by a rainbow with every step. I'm an artist, not professionally or anything, not really, although I do take the odd commission here and there. I paint, and the paintings I make are sort of like this, actually. It feels a little like this world I'm in right now was made just for me. It's easy to get distracted by it, actually, because it's all so vivid and fascinating. Getting distracted, though, would not be a good thing, because if that keeps happening, I'll never get to where I'm going, which... I'm sure I'll figure out soon. I mean, surely feeling this compelled to walk in a certain direction means something, right? It's probably just locked away in my memory. It'll become clear soon. Right? Shifts is written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks and features original music by Loyalty Freak Music. Special thanks to A.R. Olivieri for their support of this project. If you like what I do here and want to help me make more of this content, consider supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/Caroline Minks or on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Caroline Minks. For updates on this series and beyond, follow me on Twitter at Minx Micros. All Minx Micros are produced in Central Virginia on unceded Appomattox territory.